academia, race relations, and a film that takes a firm look at how they intersect. Today on UK Perspectives, I'm Chase Cavanaugh. February is Black History Month, an annual celebration of African American history, culture, and identity. One of the ways that the University of Kentucky will mark the occasion this year is the screening of Dear White People. This 2014 film follows the lives of several black students and how they each fit in at a fictional Ivy League college. With me to discuss the film is UK's Martin Luther King Center director, Khalil Baker. Welcome to UK Perspectives.
Hello.
Mr. Baker, can you tell me how you first became acquainted with this film and what led up to the decision to screen it on campus?
They had a marketing campaign for the movie on social media where they had short videos that introduced some of the issues in some satirical ways that the movie addresses. And it was just watching those videos. One in particular that stands out in my memory was they had one on racism insurance. And it's hilarious, but it deals with some real issues. It's just a funny little video.
Some viewers have called Dear White People a satire of campus race relations, while others say it highlights the problems that black students face when trying to find an identity at a majority white university. How would you characterize the film?
I mean, I think that's true. I think that's among the issues that are addressed in the movie. It also addresses other issues, other identity issues. For instance, there's a gay man that's in the movie, and it's him finding his place on campus in the midst of everything going on. As well, you have some economic issues as far as where students are, and that goes across the race lines in figuring out their place on campus.
How do you expect a UK audience to react to the film?
You never know as far as reactions. That's one of the things I've learned from my experience in doing programming. You're going to have different people that react differently. I think you're going to have some students that watch the movie, and they're able to see themselves. They see themselves on the screen. And that's black, white, male, female, whatever it may be. And I think there are going to be some folks that enjoy that because they'll be able to identify with different characters. There will be also others that watch the movie, and it's going to be challenging because it is a satire. It is a parody of real issues, but they are real issues that are being addressed. And some conversations are harder to have than others. And that's our hope with bringing the movie to campus, is that this can start some conversations or be part of some of the continuing conversations we're having around identity and community. And that's one of the reasons we're having the follow-up program, not just with the director after the movie, but also that Thursday, the 19th, we're doing our Soup and Substance series that we're going to focus on cultural segregation as part of the conversation.
Continuing with this theme of identity, one thing that struck me was how many characters struggle on where they belong on the race spectrum. One student, Coleandra, changes her name and joins a mostly white campus humor magazine to not be perceived as too black, while another student, Sam, becomes very active in the campus's black student union, including protesting against integrating the African American residence hall, all while harboring significant angst about her mixed race parentage. What sort of struggles like this have you seen among UK's African American community?
I think one of the things that's in what you pointed out is there's a lot of diversity among African American students. There's not just this one group, this one identity among the African American students on campus, and I think that's one of the struggles that folks do have because you have students that people try to place in a box or try to just see them through one lens of this is who you are. But you do have people like any other group that are trying to find themselves as individuals and not just be categorized by any one identity.
Another thing I noticed the movie touch upon was unintentional racism, particularly the kinds of ignorant attitudes that can form from a lack of diversity. In your view, how can organizations like the Martin Luther King Center best combat this?
I mean, I think the best way to combat those issues is just through dialogue, through conversation. If we continue different means of having that dialogue and addressing whatever it is, that's the only way we're going to, you know, get to a better place as far as an understanding and ability to positively engage with each other.
You said that after the screening, you're going to be hosting a discussion with the film's director, Justin Simeon. Can you tell me a bit about him?
I know this is his first movie. I think he's maybe about 31, African-American. He had a goal in making this movie to create something that did represent modern-day issues of racism as opposed to you know, I love movies like 12 Years a Slave or some of the movies that deal with the historical issues like Selma. But this was an attempt from the things I've read and heard from him in interviews. This was an attempt to do a more modern day issue or movie about some of the issues of racism.
And finally, how does the screening and discussion of Dear White People fit into your center's overall plans for Black History Month?
As far as the overall plans for Black History Month, a big part of it, like I said before, is just creating dialogue. That's probably the number one focus of our center, is creating dialogue, whether it's dialogue out of support for underrepresented students who are on a predominantly white campus, or creating dialogue that we're bringing together different communities, different identities, different groups within our UK community to have positive exchanges with each other.
Thank you. Our guest has been Khalil Baker, director of the University of Kentucky's Martin Luther King Center. They will screen the movie Dear White People and host a discussion with its director, Justin Simeon, Tuesday the 17th at 6:30 p.m. in UK's Memorial Hall. For WUKY, I'm Jace Cavanaugh.